My name is Salma Helmy, and I'm the director of the short film Echo. My first brief to Nestor for the music was actually quite short. I told him that I wanted to have something really quite kind of sparse, very simple, and I also wanted it to be weird, to have strange sounds. And it actually really kind of was inspired by one of the pieces that Nestor had sent me as a reference, and I just said, yeah, roll with that kind of sound. And he went away and he came back with some really beautiful pieces, but they were just too complex. And I think he recognized that also when he first sent me his first draft. And so we worked together to try and kind of how do we get it more minimal and just kind of really let the moments flow until something bigger happens. And one of those is, you know, when she first comes into the kitchen is when things start being strange, and especially when she hears the voices from the hallway, that's like a really big pivotal moment. So those moments were allowed to get bigger, but then, you know, let it all kind of float again and become sparse. And I think in the end Nestor did a really great job of that. We actually did play quite a little bit, and one of my favorite moments was trying to find that sound for the blood, for when the woman first sees that blood on her finger. You know, I was trying to tell him, like, we really, as an audience, need to feel how strange this is, not just for her. You know, you see her obviously seeing the blood, but for us also, I wanted to mark this as a strange moment. So I was like, it's kind of like a twang sound, and you know, that's kind of the hallmark of a good composer, is that someone who can take these kind of ravings of a director with saying things like twang and wah and kind of coming back with a really cool sound that goes with their vision or for that moment. And he came back with a few really cool sounds, but they were, again, I think a little too complicated, complex. And finally I sent him a link to like a short I think that I had seen, and I said, that's the kind of sound I want. And he came back with this really cool sound that I was like, yeah, that's it. That's exactly it. And it was, I think it was like him playing with his violin, and it was great. And another thing that I asked him for was to kind of loop the sound. So what you hear in the beginning is what you kind of hear at the end. Like, I wanted it to be noticeably the same moments happening from the beginning that happens at the end, you know. And I think he did that really well. It wasn't exactly the same, but it was kind of, it was like a callback. I have always had an appreciation of how important music and sound is to a film. I think it can really help the mood and the tone, and sometimes even do a lot of the heavy lifting for your story if you couldn't quite capture it in picture. And I was really grateful that Nestor could kind of see my vision, and he could really translate that into a fantastic soundtrack and create really beautiful music for this little piece. And I think that it all kind of came together really nicely in the end.